Hey, flock and friends, welcome to episode 6 of the Write That Crochet Pattern podcast. It has been a minute since I've recorded a podcast. The last one I posted was, I think, about a year ago. Today's episode isn't meant to be a big life update or a long explanation about why I disappeared from my online platforms, but I know that coming back after being gone so long, some of you might be thinking, I wonder what's up with that girl. So before we jump in, I just want to give you a really quick update. So the last couple of years, I've been dealing with some health issues behind the scenes and adjusting to a few things. And honestly, I just got really overwhelmed navigating it all. So I decided to take a break from some of the less important things like my blog and podcasting. I really wanted to focus on my health and then the client work that I was doing. But I'm doing much better now. Well, except for these allergies that are seriously kicking my butt. So I might sound a bit nasally in this episode, but I'm really, really excited to be back recording. Right now, I'm just going to focus on two things that I really enjoy. Well, besides my client work that I'm already doing, and then, of course, my health, I'm going to focus on writing blog articles and recording podcasts. And I'm going to focus on creating YouTube videos, maybe at a later season. But right now, writing blog articles and recording podcasts are going to be my two main focuses. But for now, in today's episode, I'm going to go over 5 words you should immediately delete from your crochet patterns. And one of these words has been a topic of controversy among my tech editing colleagues and some of my grammar nerds. I struggled with it for a bit first too, but I've come to a deciding factor. For those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Cherie Melick. I am the crochet tech editor behind Sweetbird Crochet. As a crochet tech editor, I specialize in helping designers publish patterns that are not only accurate, but also clear, polished, and easy to follow. My mission is to empower crochet designers through education and mentorship so they can design and write patterns with excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Go ahead and grab your latest project, your favorite drink, and listen in as you crochet. In episode 5, I took a deep dive into the technical aspects of pattern writing. I explained what technical writing is, how and why a crochet pattern falls under that category. I also mentioned that as a crochet pattern writer, you are considered a technical writer. Yes, so when you publish your crochet patterns, you're now considered a published author. And I'm going to leave the link to all my previous episodes in the show notes on my website. But I want to briefly recap what I shared in episode 5 because it's going to be really relevant to today's episode. So crochet pattern writing is a form of technical writing, which means that its primary focus is to communicate complex, specialized instructions with clarity, with accuracy, and structure. Because patterns rely on like precise stitch counts, standardized terminology, and logical sequencing, every word really needs to serve a clear and clear function to help your reader successfully replicate your design. And unlike conversational writing, such as like a letter to a friend or even a blog post, technical writing omits many unnecessary elements. Some of these unnecessary elements include language, emotion, and definitely filler words. So these things are left out so the instructions can be very direct and really easy to follow. Even if it's a more technically challenging design that you wrote, these things are important. Even the smallest of word choices can introduce confusion into your pattern. It can slow your pattern structure or flow, and it can lead your readers to make a lot of mistakes, which is why patterns need to be written with intention and consistency. And if you've ever worked with me to edit one of your patterns, you know for sure I'm going to call you out on those inconsistencies. But listen, when designers overlook this technical foundation, they risk writing patterns that feel unclear or just really difficult to use. And this doesn't reflect on your skill as a designer. Most designers create really strong and creative designs. The design itself is rarely the issue. The real challenge tends to show up in the actual writing of the pattern, where translating that awesome design into clear, easy to follow instructions requires a completely different skill set. And one of the easiest ways to start improving your pattern writing is by paying attention to the words that you use, to the word choices that you use. There are a few common words that I see in patterns all the time when I'm editing. And these words, they don't actually add anything helpful. And in a lot of cases, they just create more confusion. They just create more fluff in the pattern. So let's go ahead and clean up your pattern right now, starting with these five words. And trust me, your pattern is not going to miss them. The first word that you're going to want to remove is the word we. W-E, we. I remember growing up, and anytime I said anything to my dad, like we, like, hey, we need to go to the store, or mom just said we need to clean the kitchen, he would look at me and be like, we, do you have a mouse in your pocket? I still roll my eyes at him when I think about that memory. R.I.P. dad, you brat. But honestly, he kind of had a point, right? Because when we say we, it sounds like everyone is going to be involved in the action, when really it's just one person that's going to be doing the work. And it's the same thing in your crochet patterns. When you write the word we, it turns the instruction into a shared activity, when in reality, your reader is the one who's doing the action. So instead of the pattern sounding very clear and direct, it ends up sounding a bit wordy and less precise than it should be. Crochet patterns are instructions that should be followed. It's not a group activity that you're going to share with your reader. Your role as the designer is to write the instructions that are clear, concise, direct, and of course, easy to follow. And your reader's role is to read those instructions and follow them and make that thing, right? But a lot of the times I see designers write things like we will or we're going to, and it just shifts the entire tone into something conversational instead of instructional. Those things should be left for a blog post. It sounds friendly, but it's really not helpful. What it does is it adds extra words and it actually pushes the action that they need to take further down in the sentence, which makes the instruction harder to follow and slower to read. For example, you might see, we will now join the round with a slip stitch, or we are going to work 3 single crochets in the next stitch. You might also see, next, we will fasten off. All of those have the same issue. The actual instruction is buried under extra words that don't add any value. And in your pattern writing, that matters a lot because your reader isn't reading your pattern casually like they would be a book or a blog post or even a letter. They are literally sitting there with their fingers tangled with yarn, holding their hook, holding their project, and they're trying to read your pattern while all that mess is going on. So instead, we want to bring the action to the front and keep it really simple. Join with a slip stitch. Single crochet 3 in the next stitch. Fasten off. No extra words, no narration, just the technical instructions. Now, this next one, this word I see all the time in patterns that I'm editing, it's the word just. J-U-S-T, just. Just is what we call a minimizing word. And in everyday conversation, it actually softens what you're about to say to someone so that it makes it feel less impactful, less pointed, or less direct. If you had to share something that was a little uncomfortable with a coworker or maybe a friend, you might say, hey, I just thought I'd let you know. It kind of takes the edge off, right? And in normal conversation, that's really helpful because our tone, the emotional quality of what we're saying, matters a lot. I mean, we're dealing with human beings. We're dealing with other people, our fellow humans, right? And we should be thinking about how other people feel, at least to some degree. But in crochet patterns, that's not the goal. There is no social interaction happening between you and the reader. You don't have to care how your reader is going to feel as they read your instructions. As a matter of fact, they are not looking for softened information. No, they're looking for clear instructions that they can read and follow with no issues at all. And I have to add that if you use this minimizing word just, it technically doesn't change the instructions, but it absolutely weakens how clearly your information comes across. And that's a huge deal. So I bought this pattern a couple weeks ago. The actual design was so stinking adorable. Like, that's exactly why I bought it. I'm like, I don't know if this pattern has been tech edited, but the design was so stinking cute. I just had to buy it. And I'm in the process of crocheting it right now. It was very clear once I read through the pattern that it was definitely not tech edited. I found so many errors literally on the first page, and her instructions were not clear at all. And before I could even work through parts of the pattern, I'm having to edit it so I can understand it. And as I was preparing for this episode, I was curious, like, how many times she used, as I was writing my script for this section, I'm like, I wonder how many times she used the word just in her pattern. And I pulled up the digital pattern and I clicked on the little search icon. She had used it 6 different times. She wrote things like just BLO single crochet across. Just repeat row 2 4 more times. Just add more single crochets to move the beginning stitch. And this is what immediately happened when I read that. It brought no value to the words she was saying, but it made me feel like the instructions were less important than what they really were. Every step of your pattern needs to carry equal weight and be just as clear as the previous instructions and just as clear as the next. So instead, really what she should have said was BLO single crochet across, repeat row 2 4 more times, single crochet 5 to move beginning of round. It's the same instructions. It's just a lot more clearer, a lot more cleaner, and way easier to follow. It didn't need any softening. You need to be really direct with your instructions. Another word I want you to pay attention to is the word very. V-E-R-Y, very. It's what's called an intensifier. It's a type of adverb that's used to increase or emphasize the degree of something. And we use all forms of intensifiers in everyday conversation, right? We use like extremely, absolutely, incredibly. We might use those intensifiers to express emotion. I am very excited you're listening to this podcast. I'm absolutely excited that you're learning about crochet pattern writing. We might use it to add emphasis. This episode is very important to listen to. This is absolutely going to help you write better patterns. We also use it to show a degree. This crochet pattern is very challenging to edit because there are so many errors. The pattern editing process is extremely time consuming. This is the problem with intensifiers. They don't add any real measurable meaning to what's being said or what's written. What I mean is they basically make something sound more noticeable or your text more strong, but you're not giving the person that's reading anything specific or actionable. So if I say, I'm very hungry, you would probably wonder, is she talking like she skipped her afternoon snack kind of hungry, or she hasn't eaten all day and she's getting hangry and snapping at me kind of hungry? I intensified my hunger with the word very, but you can't measure how very I was, right? It doesn't give you anything concrete. So you're left guessing, how hungry am I? And when you use very in your patterns, you leave a lot of guesswork for your readers. So for example, you might write instructions like, pull the yarn tail very tight. You're not actually giving your reader any new information. You're just turning up the volume or intensifying your instruction. I mean, it sounds helpful, but it doesn't tell your reader anything measurable or actionable. You leave them guessing, what does very tight actually mean? Is she talking very tight, like almost break my yarn tail from my project kind of tight? And I know you're probably thinking, well, hello, context, that's really silly. Why would she even think that? Shouldn't what I wrote be obvious? My friend, you would be surprised. The more specific you can be when writing your instructions, the better the experience your reader will have with your pattern. So what could you say instead of using an intensity word like very? Well, you'll want to describe the result or the technique. You'll want to give your reader something concrete that they can aim for. So instead of saying, pull the yarn very tight, you can actually say, pull the yarn tail tight to close the hole. Close the hole is the measurable action or the visual clue that they can see to determine if they're actually pulling the yarn tail tight enough. If you need them to stuff part of the pattern, making like an amigurumi doll, if you're needing them to stuff a particular section or part of their pattern really, really firm, instead of saying stuff very firmly, you can say stuff firmly until the piece feels full and slightly firm to the touch. I would actually simplify it a little bit more, but for the sake of this podcast, those are the words that I used. Until the piece feels firm and slightly firm to the touch will give your reader a touch-based clue as to actually how firm the piece should be. At the end of the day, your goal isn't to make your instructions sound more intense, it's to make them sound more clear. Here's another word that really needs to go. The word is really. R-E-A-L-L-Y, really. Now, this one is very similar to very because it's also an intensifier, but it works a bit differently. So very usually intensifies how much of something, like a degree, very tight, very firm. But the word really tends to intensify the importance or the urgency of something. So instead of describing how to do something in your pattern, it starts to sound like you're trying to convince your reader that something really, really matters. And there I am, using the intensifier. So for example, some of the things that I've seen used in patterns is this part is really important. Pay attention to this. It's very important. Make sure this is really secure. And at first, that sounds helpful, like you're actually guiding them in some way. But if we slow it down and we take a look at it, you're actually not giving them anything that they can do. You're just telling them that something really matters without explaining why it matters or how to do that correctly. All you did was create a warning signal. I do this kind of thing with my husband all the time when he's the one driving. We'll be going down the road and I might see something in the distance, whether it's some kind of wild animal or maybe a person on a bike. And I'll be like, hey, be really careful. His first response is always he slams on the brake and then he's like, what? And he starts looking around. I gave him the warning without actually telling him what to be careful for. If I had explained why he needed to be cautious, he likely wouldn't have slammed on the brakes and I probably wouldn't have been jolted forward. And that's basically what the word really does in your pattern. You're telling your reader, hey, this really matters, but you're not telling them what they should actually be looking for or doing after that instruction. So now they're hitting their brakes mentally, trying to figure out what you're talking about. So instead of saying something like, make sure this is really secure, I would suggest saying secure firmly before fastening off. That will give them really clear instructions without any of the mental warning signs. They'll know exactly what to do before they move forward in your pattern. Here's another example. Instead of saying this part is really important, which yes, I have seen in patterns, they will put a big warning sign. This part is really important, but they don't point to what is important because which part? The end of the pattern? What's directly after that big warning sign? So I would suggest instead of saying something like that, to say something very specific like, check the stitch count before continuing. Now they know what to look for and why it matters. If there's a part of your pattern that you don't want them to miss or you want to show some kind of importance, you can do that through the structure of your instructions, the placement of your instructions, and of course, just making sure that your pattern is written really clear. So this next word might surprise you, and it has been a hot topic of debate among my colleagues. And it's the word the, T-H-E, the. There are some tech editors who think that the word the is grammatically correct. And I know some of my grammar nerds out there are going to think that too, that the is grammatically correct and it needs to be used in each line of instruction. Then there's the rest of us who think that within the actual lines of instruction, the word the is just really kind of a filler word. So let me grammar nerd out with you for a minute, and then I'm going to explain what my stance is on using the word the in a crochet pattern. So the word the is a definite article, and it points to something specific, and it's always a noun, like the yarn, the hook, the tech editor. Did you know that it's the only definite article in the English language? And here's something that's interesting too. The word the actually signals a shared understanding, meaning you and the other person are on the same page about what's being referenced. So for instance, if you and your partner are arguing about whose turn it is to feed Fido, y'all would reference Fido as the dog at some point. I fed the dog yesterday. You both know which dog is being referenced, right? And that's exactly where my stance comes in when it comes to crochet patterns. Because even though the is grammatically correct, crochet patterns aren't written like normal sentences. They're written as instructions, and more specifically, technical instructions. If I can read the instructions the same way without using the word the, then it, in my opinion, is not adding any kind of clarity. It's just taking up space and it becomes filler at that point. So instead of saying, insert your hook into the next stitch, you can say, insert hook into next stitch. Or instead of saying, single crochet in the second chain from the hook, you can say, single crochet in second chain from hook. I'm not asking you to remove words just to remove them, but I am asking you to remove anything that doesn't actually help the reader follow the pattern. And you know what? Our brains are so unique that it actually fills in missing words, and you're not even like consciously aware. If I was to have you read a pattern that had none of these filler words in it, you would actually mentally read it as if all those words were there. So when you take out the word the, your reader's not going to miss it. And if they do, they're probably a grammar nerd, and that's totally okay. I actually recently edited a pattern that had roughly 160 lines of actual instructions, not the finishing paragraphs, just the lines of instructions. And if I had added the word the just once to each line, that would be an extra 160 words added to their pattern. That's being very conservative too, because a lot of the lines would actually end up having more than just one. That would be like writing one full page of the word the, T-H-E, over and over again. But there are times when I do recommend using the word the, and that is in your finishing instructions or those paragraph style sections. Those sections are written more like normal sentences, not quick line by line scannable instructions. And really, that's what you want your crochet instructions to be. You want them to be quick, line by line, and scannable. And in the paragraph sections, using full sentence structure actually helps the writing feel more natural and easier to follow. That's where the makes the most sense, because now it's supporting the actual flow of your pattern instead of interrupting it. Again, it all comes down to being intentional with your word choices, because the goal isn't to follow grammar rules perfectly. I know some of you grammar nerds are cringing right now, but trust me, in a crochet pattern, the main focus is to make your pattern as clear and easy to follow as possible. So let's finish up with a quick note about the word you, Y-O-U, and the word should, S-H-O-U-L-D. And just like the word the, these words are not automatically wrong. The word you can be used sparingly in your pattern, like in maybe the notes section or guidance sections, where a slightly conversational tone actually will help your reader. And should is appropriate when you're describing expected outcomes or checkpoints. So here's some examples that would work in your pattern. You can adjust the placement slightly if needed before securing. The fabric should measure 3 inches across. The key is intention. Use them when they actually add clarity and not for filler. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. As you go back and look at your patterns, I want you to really pay attention to your word choices, because these small words, they might seem harmless, but they have a huge impact on how clear your pattern actually is and how easy it is for your reader to follow. If you found this episode helpful, I would love for you to leave a review, rate the podcast, and you know what? Better yet, leave a comment. Share with me which of these 5 words you catch yourself using the most in your crochet patterns. If you're new here, take a minute to subscribe. I would love to hear from you. I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've gained over the years about designing and writing crochet patterns with you. Until next time, y'all, write that crochet pattern.